one evening after dinner, I came in and they were all in the living room. There were 12 to 15 of them, and they were all silent on their phones.
结果发现这个虽然有十五个孩子在客厅里，但是他们却都很沉默，都自己在看自己的手机。
I said, "What's going on?"
我就问怎么了。
They said, "We're all texting each other in the room."
他们就说我们在彼此给自己彼此发短信。
And they're talking to each other.
我就说为什么不当面说呢？
They said, no, we'd rather text.
他们说我们更喜欢发信息。
Mobility has separated us.
流动性也把人与人之间分隔开来。
I can't tell you how many best friends have moved away while I was in Stanford.
我很难告诉你们，我住在 Stanford 的时候，这个我有多少好朋友都搬走了。
Individualism has disconnected friendships.
个人主义也破坏了友谊。
We love our me time.
我们很喜欢自己的时间。
When we go alone or binge watch Netflix.
当我们自己一个人的时候，我们在这个 Netflix 这个视频网站上，我们狂欢，我们真的是沉浸在里面。
Wounds and fears separate us.
过去的我们心中的创伤和惧怕也真的是把我们分开。
There's not a person in this room who has not been wounded in a friendship.
在座的每一位，有没有人在过去的友谊当中从没有被伤害过的？
And many people make the vow that it will never happen to me again.
很多人都发誓起誓说我们再也不会伤害彼此了。
And then false expectations.
然后虚妄的期望。
Because we've rejected the Bible, we've rejected the blueprint on how to connect with others.
因为我们的文化越来越拒绝圣经，所以我们也拒绝了圣经当中教我们如何处事为人。
Lifeboat reported that 75% of adults are not satisfied with their friendships.
这个救生艇的网站呢，调查发现有75%的成人对他们所拥有的友谊并不满意。
67% don't have confidence in their friends.
67%的人对他们的朋友没有信心。
So a personal question for you.
所以今天让我来问你一个私人的问题。
How many friends do you have?
你有几个好朋友？
I guess that depends on your definition of friendship.
我想这个要回答这个问题也取决于我们怎么定义朋友。
A friend is someone that you feel safe with. You can share your secrets with them.
朋友是让你感觉安全的人，你可以与之分享你的秘密。
It's someone who knows you very well and loves you anyhow.
朋友是很了解你的人，不管怎么样都爱你的人。
Someone who is loyal in hard times.
朋友是在你艰难的时候仍然对你忠诚的人。
And someone you enjoy being with.
朋友是你喜欢与他待在一起的人。
So how many friends do you have?
所以在这种定义下，你有几个朋友？
A brief understanding of the theology of friendship.
我们简单的来看一下关于友谊的神学。
God has designed us to connect with each other.
神创造我们就是要与他人有连结。
Our relational need actually comes out of the Trinity.
我们其实对于每个人对关系的需求来自于神自己，他就是三位一体的神。
So that longing that you have in your heart for a friend has actually been placed there by God Himself.
所以你心中对友谊的这种需求本来就是神放在你心里的。
The problem is that sin separates us.
问题是因为罪将我们分开了。
Sin separates us from God, and it separates me from you.
罪把我们和神分开，也把我和你分开。
Friendship is not easy.
有真朋友是不容易的一件事。
Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you'll be able to do it well.
并不因为你是基督徒，你就容易有朋友。
But the end result is we have allowed our sin and our fears and our culture to determine our friendships, our positions.
我们让我们的罪性惧怕和文化决定了我们的友谊到底是处在什么状态。
It is sad, but it is true. Most of us cry our tears alone and not with others.
很可悲的是，我们常常独自哭泣，我们不会和别人一起哭泣。
If we want to have the best life that God intended for us,
如果我们想享受真的经历神赐给我们的丰盛的生命，
we need to learn how to connect.
我们需要学会如何与人也有连接。
So I want to cast the vision of what that connecting would look like.
所以我想给大家把这个画面如何与人连接更加能够视觉化，能够看出来。
We're going to use these chairs to illustrate.
我想用这个三张椅子来阐述一下关于友谊的事情。
And I'm going to give you five actions.
我会告诉大家有五个行动的步骤。
Friendship is much more than five.
友谊想要有好的友谊，远远比这五个步骤更多。
But you have to have these five.
但是这五个是必不可少的。
The first action would be this.
第一个行动。
If you could advance that slide.Right now, we're sitting in rows like this.
现在我们跟人的关系好像就是这两张椅子好像两个朋友，我们是分别向前看。
I actually need that. Is that better? So when you're sitting in this position, you are not revealing anything to that person next to you.
当你两个人都是往同一个方向这样做的时候，其实你根本你自己没有向别人揭示你，或者说敞开你自己。对方也没有。
This is not friendship.
这个不是一个友谊。
This is a crowd.
这是一个就是人群群人人聚在一起。
To experience friendship, you have to turn your chair to the other person.
所以想要有友谊，我们必须把椅子和椅子面对面。
And you need to open up.
而且你需要有敞开。
You need to let people know what's going on.In your life.
所以你需要让人们知道你生活当中、生命当中正在发生什么。
When my chair and my life is opened up, you're going to be able to know who I am.
当我们这个椅子转向之后，我们愿意打开我们自己，那别人就知道我们现在的生活状态是怎么样子。
This is risky.
这个是需要冒险的。
And we're most likely we're tempted to go like this.
我们常常想要自己保护自己，就是像牧师做的这样子。
But if I hide myself,
但如果我想把自己给藏起来，
you will never know who I am.
那对方就永远不知道我是谁。
And I will never know if you really love me.
我也永远都不知道你是不是真的爱我。
We must open up.
我们必须打开。
The Apostle Paul, I mean, his resume is amazing.
使徒保罗他的这个简历他的人生资历非常的令人印象深刻。
He was one of the foremost scholars of his day.
他是他那个时候律法上面非常顶端的人。
He was proficient in at least two, probably three languages.
他至少知道三种语言，而且非常流利。
He had an amazing mind. He was a thinker.
而且他的逻辑思维各个方面都是顶尖的。
And yet in Romans chapter 7, he opens up.
即使这样，他也在罗马书七章，他也打开他自己。
If you could read that.
Sure. 我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体呢
？If the Apostle Paul were sitting in this chair, he would be wide open.
如果使徒保罗坐在我对面这张椅子上，他是完全的敞开他自己。
Now, does that make you want to say, "Oh, I don't want to have a relationship with you"? Look at you're all messed up.
如果你跟保罗面对面坐在一起，他说了这个话，你会怎么想？你会想这个人这么糟，我不想和他做朋友。你会这么想吗？
No, because the Apostle Paul, when he is radically honest, that opens me up to be able to share with him.
我相信你肯定不会是这么想的。当保罗这么向你敞开的时候，你也一定会向他敞开。
I would love to share my struggles with the Apostle Paul.
我也肯定很愿意跟保罗去分享我现在正在挣扎什么。
Because he knows the civil war that I face in my own life every day.
因为保罗他也知道我每天心中有这样的这好像自己在跟自己打仗一样。
If you go through your life like this, closed up, trying to impress people, you will never connect.
如果你生活总是把自己给包裹起来，层层包裹起来，好像要给别人一个好的印象，你都生活得很平顺，没什么挣扎。
Look at how James puts it in James 5.
雅各书五章十六节说，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治，一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
A true friend
一个真正的朋友
is someone that you can say I'm struggling
是一个你真的可以跟他说我真的现在无比的挣扎。
Would you pray for me?
你可不可以为我祷告？
The first action is to open up and be radically honest.
第一个行动就是我们打开我们自己，我们完全的诚实坦诚。
The second action is to see.
第二个行动就是我们要睁大眼睛看。
To see the person for who they really are.
按照他们真正所示的认识他们。
So as I look at that person, as I get to know that person who's across from me, there's going to be a mess there.
当我真正的好好的看我对面所做的这个人的时候，我才能更多的认识他，也许他现在一团糟。
You're going to hear stories that are going to make you cry.
也许你会听到让你和他一起哭泣的事情。
You're going to hear stories that are going to break your heart.
也许你会真的是听到那些故事让你的心都碎了。
People are going to reveal secrets that they've never revealed before.
甚至他会告诉你他从来没对任何人说过的秘密。
You're going to find out that people are struggling and they have addictions.
你甚至可能会发现有些人正在某些瘾症当中去挣扎。
People are dealing with bad stuff in their life.
每个人真的是每天都在真的是跟他们自己这个坏的方面在做斗争。
But is that all we're going to see?
但是你是不是只能看到这些坏的方面呢？
There's some good stuff there too.
这个人身上是不是也有好的方面呢？
Could you read Genesis 1:27?
Sure. 创世纪一章二十七节说到，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
When I look into that person's heart who's across from me, I'm going to see the tattoo of God upon their life.
当我真的是定睛看我对面这个人的时候，我真的是能看到神的印记在他身上。
I'm going to see the thing that God says, you are valuable simply because you are created my image.
我能够有从神而来的眼光看对方说因为他有神的形象，所以他就是因为仅仅这一点他非常无比宝贵。
And this has nothing to do with their performance, it has nothing to do with their social status, they are simply valuable because of God's tattoo on them.
对面的这个人，他不因着他是不是有所成就，不因着他的社会经济状况如何，就是因为他是神造的，他就是无比的宝贵。
We're going to also see the potential for a new heart.
我们还要看到要有一个新心、新的灵在对方身上。
Good read.
以西结书三十六章二十六到二十七节，我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心。赐给你们肉心，我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
God wants to put a new heart, a regenerated heart, in this person across from me.
神要在你对面坐着的这个人身上放一个新心，做一个换心的手术。
This is not behavior modification. This is a spiritual regeneration of a heart.
这不是一个好像仅仅是在行为上做一些修正，这乃是从心将一个新的心，一个新的灵放在这个人里面。
And even though this person has some messy things going on in their life, they have tremendous potential because of God and the gospel.
即使对方可能现在正处于一团糟当中，但是神要在他身上做工，神要真的是在他身上有很多的潜能。
Here's what can happen in their hearts, if you could read that.
这就是在他身上将要发生的事情。哥林多后书五章十六到十七节。所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了。虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
I have seen radical transformation in people.
我曾经看过一些人身上发生翻天覆地的变化。
I've seen people who have had messy lives become incredible trophies for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我曾经看过真的是生活一团糟的人，他们因着认识耶稣基督，他们就是完全翻转。
So what do you see when you look at people?
所以当你定睛去看你对面这个人的时候，你看见了什么？
There's going to be a mess.
是看见他就是一团糟。
But they have the image of God tattooed on them.
但是他有神的形象，有神的印记在里面。
They are recipients of a new heart.
他们是一个新心心灵的接受者。
And they can become new creations because of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
因着耶稣基督的福音，他能够成为新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Our third action is we want to touch their hearts.
第三个行动我们可以做的就是触摸他们的心。
We want to be a channel of God's love and God's grace to this person.
我们要成为神使用我们成为一个、去把他的爱传给其他人的管道。
Do you realize that this morning when you got up, Jesus sang a song over you?
今天早上当你听一首赞美诗歌的时候
，He was so delighted when you woke up. He was singing in heaven.
他当你能够真的是从梦中醒来的时候，他是如此的欢欣雀跃。
If you could read Zephaniah.
Sure. 西番雅书三章十七节说到：“耶和华你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主，他在你中间必因你欢欣喜乐，默然爱你，且因你喜乐而欢呼。”
Jesus delights in who you are because you are His son or daughter.
耶稣喜悦你，仅仅就是因为你是他的儿子或女儿。
His greatest thrill is to be your heavenly father.
他极大的喜乐就是因为、你们同有一个天上的父亲。
And he jumps just as high if you strike out or if you hit a home run.
就好像当你能够击打一球或者是、打中本垒打的时候、有人向你为你而跳起来。
His joy is not in your performance. His joy is in you as a person.
他对你、欢欣雀跃不是因为你 你的成就你的真的行为有多好乃是单单的因为你是天父的儿子。
So we want to imitate what God has done and touch that person's heart with the same grace and the same love.
所以我们要效法耶稣真的是来触摸对方的心。
Here's how the Apostle John put it in John 17.
约翰福音十七章二十二到二十三节说道我你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们，如同爱我一样。
The basis of our unity with that friend is that Jesus is in me and Jesus is in them.
我们跟对方、跟朋友之间能够合而为一的原因，唯一的原因是因为耶稣在我里面，耶稣也在他里面。
And in some remarkable way, we have been given the glory that we can pass on to other people.
所以我们可能无法完全理解的是，我们里面有神的这种荣耀，这种荣耀是可以去影响别人的，是可以传递给别人的。
So our mission every day is to go out and touch people.With the glory that God has given to us.
所以我们每一天生活的使命就是将神所赐给我们的荣耀要去传递给别人。
And we can all do this by sharing God's love, God's grace, and God's amazing acceptance of who we are.
我们要想要这么做就是每天去和别人分享神在我们身上的恩典神给我们的爱、神给我们的这些荣耀。
Even a 7-year-old can do this.
即使一个七岁的小孩也可以做这样的事情。
The reason I know this is I experienced it in my life.
对，因为之所以我知道，是因为我亲身经历过。
I played softball for many years in Stanford.
我在Stanford 打垒球打了很多年。
And one night our pitcher got injured.
然后有一天晚上，我们的这个投手受伤了。
And so the team said.Would anyone be willing to pitch tonight's game?
然后这个这个队长就问有谁可以代替候补这个投手。
In a moment of weakness, I said, "I'll try."
然后我既怕，然后又战战兢兢说，我可以试试。
And everything was going well for the first six innings.
然后一切都进行得很正常。
We had a nice, comfortable lead.
然后我们还稍稍领先。
But I went in to pitch the bottom of the seventh inning and something happened.
然后当我当了投手之后呢，一些事情发生了。
I'll give a little clue.
然后我有这样的这个感觉，是因为我感到窒息。
That's the sign of the choke.
所以这个就是一个要被呛死的这个信号。
All of a sudden, I couldn't get that ball over the plate.
然后我就把这个球扔出去了。
And I started walking people.
然后我就在球场上开始走。
And then a hit there, a hit there.
然后这个球到处的撞。
All of a sudden, the winning run was at bat with the bases loaded.
然后这个最后一局，然后就输了。
And I said, I can't walk anymore, people. I got to throw easy pitches in there.
然后我说我没有办法再看人们的这种反应了，我只能就是按我自己能做到的去这样的打球。
And the next batter, guess what he did?
然后想猜一猜我下面做了什么
？It's called a grand slam.
然后整个是个大满贯。
He hit it over the fence.
然后他整个把这个球扔出了。
All the runs scored.
然后扔出了这个球场的范围，然后完全得分。
We lost the game.
然后我们输了比赛。
And I was to blame.
然后我知道我应该是被责备的。
So I went and I sat down on the bench.
然后我一个人就去坐冷板凳了。
I had my head down like this.
然后我就把头低的低低的。
And I felt terrible.
然后我非常的难过。
But after a few minutes.
然后几分钟之后。
This little girl came up to me.
然后一个七岁的女孩来到我面前。
She said,Daddy, I love you.
然后这个七岁女孩说：“爸爸，我爱你。”
Can you feel the glory in those words?
所以你能够感受到这个七岁小女孩所说的话当中的这个荣耀吗？
She didn't love me if I pitched a perfect game.
她并不是因为我到底能投得好，投球投得好还是投得坏而爱我。
She loved me because I was her daddy.
她爱我仅仅因为我是她的父亲。
And that's what friends do.
那就是友谊也是如此。
Friends touch other friends with the glory of God when they've blown it in life.
所以有朋友之间触摸彼此的心，因为我们想要传递神的荣耀。
So we want to open our lives.
所以我们想要敞开我们的生活。
We want to see the person for what's really there.
我们要好好定睛看我们对面的人。
We want to touch their hearts with the grace of God.
然后我们想要去触摸他们的心，使用神的恩典。
Our next action is we want to move our chair to a different area.
第四个行动就是我们移动我们的椅子到不同的地方。
See, over here are people that have not heard the gospel.
我们附近周边总是有从没听过福音的人。
This person right here, this is an unchurched person. They wouldn't even think about going to church.
所以这个椅子就代表那个从来没有听过福音，后来或者从不进教会的人。
They're a heathen. They're a pagan. They're living in darkness.
所以他们好像是隐藏的，好像是边界人一样，他们不被人关注。
But we are ambassadors of reconciliation.
但是我们是神和好的使者。
And we have been called to move our chair.
所以我们被呼召要移动我们的椅子。
To this person.
要到这个朋友这个人的身边
，and share with them the love of Jesus Christ.
要与这个人分享神的爱。
So we're going to sit.
所以我们要坐下来。
In the presence of a person far from God.
然后坐在这个离神很远的人面前。
And we're going to love them and care for them and show them the kindness of Jesus.
所以我们要爱这个人，我们要对这个人关心，我们要将耶稣的爱来向他真的是传递。
The way for us to reach them is to think about what is the need in their heart.
所以我们想要去真的是关心这个人，爱这个人，就是我们需要了解这个人他的需求是什么。
What is the way that I can serve that person?
我怎么样可以去服侍这个人
？What is the best way for me to love that person?
怎么样我才能更好的服侍这个人，更好的爱这个人呢
？The very top of God's agenda for His church is that we would be ambassadors of reconciliation to people who don't know the Lord.
所以我们作为神的使者，我们第一项要务就是要对那些不认识神的人，要向他们传讲福音。
As if God were making His appeal through us, please be reconciled to God.
所以如果神来寻找我们，向我们启示他，我们也要向这个人来真的是传扬神在我们身上的作为。
Our final action is to keep our chairs close to our friends.
第五个行动就是要把我们的椅子持续靠近我们的朋友。
Now there's three of us.
所以现在我们因着给另外一个人传福音，我们现在是三个人。
And when we're in this group of three, the first thing we want to do is listen.
当我们有这样一个三人小组的时候，我们做的第一件事就是倾听。
If you could read Proverbs 18.
箴言十八章十三节说，未曾听完先回答的，便是他的愚昧和羞辱。
Think about the people that make you feel loved.
想一想你身边当中有哪些人觉得你被他爱了。
I can almost guarantee that the number one characteristic is that they ask good questions and listen.
我可以保证，虽然我不认识那个人，那个人一定是很会倾听，很会问你问题的人。
David Augsburger observed that being heard is so close to being loved that most people can't tell the difference.
一个作家曾经说到能够被听见、被倾听，几乎和被爱是同一回事，虽然很多人没有意识到这一点。
In our conversations with folks, it should be minimally 50-50.
我们如果跟另外一个人对话，至少我们彼此说话的这种比例应该至少是50%和50%。
But I'm suggesting that in this type of a relationship, you listen 70% and only talk 30%.
但是在这种三人小组的时候，我相信你可能仅仅花30%的时间说，你花70%的时间来倾听。
We need to become better listeners.
我们要学习如何成为一个好的倾听者。
We also need to be loyal.
我们也要学会如何是一个忠诚的人。
Proverbs 17.
箴言十七章十七节，朋友乃时常亲爱，弟兄为患难而生。
A true friend is loyal on sunny days and stormy days.
一个真正的朋友，无论是晴天，无论是逆境，都是在你身边的人。
A friend is always there.
一个朋友总是会为你牺牲的人。
We call it being a fair weather friend.
没有一个人想要一个不能共患难的朋友。
When people only are friends when things are going well.
那样的不能共患难的朋友就是只能和你共享福。
But what we want to communicate is I am always your friend.
我们想说的，如果想要做别人的朋友，是我总是无论是高是低，我总是在你身边。
And what I do with my friends is I say, here's my phone number.You can call me anytime.
所以我是这样对我的朋友的，我跟他说这是我的电话号码，任何时候你都可以打给我。
My friends know that they can call me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
我的朋友知道他们可以在凌晨三点可以打给我。
That's a true friend.
那是一个真正的朋友。
And then friends sacrifice.
然后朋友之间会为彼此牺牲付代价。
Just as Jesus sacrificed for us, we need to sacrifice for our friends.
就像耶稣为我们付上了极大的代价，我们也要为朋友付代价。
Talk is cheap.
说话是很容易的，很廉价的。
Words don't prove friendship.
光是口头上的话语不能够证明到底是不是朋友。
But actions do.
但是行动可以证明。
Sacrifice for your friends.
所以真正的朋友是为彼此会牺牲付代价的人。
I'd like to close with a story about Brennan Manning.
所以我想以这个布伦南曼宁的一个故事来结束今天的讲道。
And Brennan was at a conference with a great counselor, Dr. Larry Crabb.
布伦南在参加一个会议他遇见一个人叫 Larry。
Larry just recently died and I'm a great fan of Dr. Crabb.
这个 Rennie 他最近已经去世了我自己是他一个很大的一个粉丝。
But Dr. Crabb had something going on in his heart, and he wanted to speak to Brennan.
但是 Larry 那次他们一起参会，他可能是第一次见布伦南，他有其实很想和布伦南认识。
And he asked us that, well, why would I risk opening myself up to Brennan Manning?
然后他就自己问自己说，我为什么害怕冒这个险，把自己向布伦南打开？
But then he remembered a story that he heard about Brennan.
然后他想起了他曾经读过的有关布伦南的这个故事。
And Brennan was a man that was discipling another man.
所以布伦南正在训练另外一个人成为门徒。
The way that they would spend their time together is they would park on a beach in California a mile apart from each other.
所以他们彼此交往的方式是他们常常见面在一个海滩见面，而且这个海滩他们常常是把车停在海滩的两边，中间有一英里的这样的距离。
They'd get out of their cars and they would start walking towards each other.
然后他们停好车从这个海滩的两边，然后他们彼此慢慢地走向彼此。
And when Brennan saw this disciple coming down the beach.
然后每当布兰南看见他要训练成门徒的这个人的时候，
he had a very unusual reaction.
然后他就有个非同寻常的一个行动。
He would jump.
然后他就会跳起来。
Hey, my friend's coming! Oh, wow, my friend's coming! I can't believe it.
然后他就会像刚牧师表现的，他就说：“我的朋友来了，我的朋友来了。”
Say, come on, men don't jump.
所以这个我想，可男人从来不跳跃。
Brennan did.
然后布伦南，但是布伦南会怎么做
？And then Larry thought, you know, when was the last time somebody jumped for me?
然后 Larry 自己想到说，什么时候上一次有任何一个人为我跳跃的
？Your dog doesn't count.
你的狗不算数。
We never jump for each other.
所以我们从来不为彼此来跳跃，欢欣跳跃。
But because Larry knew that Brennan was a jumper, he knew he was a safe person to be with.
所以当 Larry 知道布伦南是一个会为另外一个人跳跃的人，所以他知道布伦南是一个可以敞开心扉、比较安全的人。
My encouragement to you is start jumping for people.
所以我鼓励你们开始要尝试去为另外一个人欢欣跳跃。
When you come to this church, that whole foyer should be people jumping. Yay, they're here.
当你来到这个教会的时候，可能即使不管在停车场还是在会场外面看见另外一个人的时候，你就为他欢欣跳跃。
Can you realize the reputation this church would have if every person in this church was a jumper?
当每一个人教会的每一个人看到彼此都欢欣跳跃的时候，你知道这个教会这个名声在外会被传成什么样子？
People would simply come to see that.
所以可能这个教会就拥满了人，到处都是人。
But that's what our church needs to be.
所以我们的教会真的是需要这样子。
We need to be so thrilled that our friends are walking in the door that we know it's a safe place for us to be.
所以我们真的需要让教会成为一个安全的人，我们看见彼此是欢欣雀跃的人。
If you want to be a friend,
如果你想成为别人的朋友
pick somebody.
先选一个人
and start jumping.
然后开始为他欢欣跳跃。
Lord, I pray for this church.
主啊，我们为南康州华人基督教会来祷告。
I pray your blessing on it.
我恳求你祷告，求你来赐下祝福。
I thank you that you're a God that jumps for us.
主啊，谢谢你自己是一个为我们欢欣跳跃的神。
Help us to jump for others.
帮助我们能够也为别人欢欣跳跃。
Give us the courage to open our lives and be radically honest.
给我们这样的勇气，愿意向别人敞开，然后完全的敞开。
Give us the ability to see the good and the bad.
给我们这样的能力啊，这样的眼光，能够看见对方好的一方面，也能看见他坏的一方面。
Help us to be a channel so that your grace can flow through us towards others.
帮助我们成为你的爱的管道，能够真的是将这个爱能涌流到别人身边。
Give us courage to move our chair to those that are far from you.
赐给我们勇气，真的是让我们能够移动我们的椅子去靠近那些有需要的人。
And help us to stay close to our friends and not allow anything to separate us from their friendship.
帮助我们真的是持续的，真的持守在我们的朋友的身边，不让任何的事情难处来分隔我们。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.